Between client deadlines, website updates, and the endless to-do list, who has time to stress over hosting headaches? That is why I trust Kinsta, a managed WordPress host provider, offering lightning-fast hosting, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 ready-to-help human support. They handle your hosting technicalities so you can focus on what matters. Powered by Google Cloud's premium network, experience up to 200% faster site load time when you migrate to Kinsta. Plus, they are one of the few WordPress hosts with SOC 2 certification, so your data is Fort Knox level secure. Whether you're a busy entrepreneur running an agency or a developer, Kinsta's game-changing custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy. And here's the kicker. Kinsta will migrate your high or low traffic sites for free with zero downtime. Ready to give Kinsta a try? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com. Join thousands of businesses worldwide who trust Kinsta to power their sites. Visit Kinsta.com to get started for free today. Remember, this limited time offer is for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out.
Save big money on your next upgrade now at Menards. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. With over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from, Mohawk Tile provides long-lasting charm in any space. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at
I think heartbreak is designed to teach you lessons. I think everything bad that happens to you as a man is designed to teach you lessons. I think that's why God gives them to you. You're never going to be a good man unless you've suffered. Good men have been through a lot of bad things, and you have to realize why she left or why your heart is broken so that you can change certain things and grow. I think that the worst men on earth are the ones who haven't had enough pain. You're supposed to suffer as a man. You're born to suffer. The whole reason God put men on this planet is to suffer. And the best men are the ones who suffered the most. I wouldn't be top G if I didn't suffer more than anyone else. You're a better man than everyone else if your life was a mess and it was a hardship. Because you're not what happens to you, you are how you react to it. And the best men on earth are men who have had their parents die, their best friends betray them, their girl betray them, thrown in jail, their money stolen, stabbed, robbed. And every time something happened to them, they sat there and they looked in the mirror and said, what can I learn from this? How can I stop this happening? Those are the best men. Those are the men respect. Those are the men women want. Why do women love scars? Look, they tried to kill him and they can't. That's why I want him. The best men suffered. You find a man who's never been through suffering and nobody gives a shit about him. Men don't like him and women don't like him. Men are no good without it. If you're an intelligent person, you crash your car, you sit and say, how did this happen? Was I driving too fast? No. Whose fault was it? Well, an amateur will say, it's their fault. They came speeding out at me. But a professional will say, no, they came speeding out at me. Why couldn't I avoid them? Why couldn't I move? Why didn't I see it? Why am I on this road in the first place? Like, a professional analyzes everything from a position of what they could do about it, having control over all things. And it's the same with heartbreak. If you ask an amateur why his heart's broken, well, she left me because of blah, blah, and he'll just blame her like a dumbass. She's arrogant. She doesn't listen to me. Her friends convinced her to cheat. She wants this. Instead of saying, I don't have what it takes to keep her. I don't have what it takes to talk in a way that makes her not want to listen to her friends. I'm not important. So if you self-analyze everything, then everything happens for the same reason. Whether, no matter what bad thing happens to you, including heartbreak, it all happens for the same reason, for you to analyze and get feedback. If you were more important and more successful, she was less likely to leave you. That's the truth. The thing about life is you become a better person via feedback. You don't ever become a better person via anything else, especially not practice. People say practice makes perfect, and that's the biggest mistake, because it's not true. Because I often get asked, Andrew, how do you speak the way you speak? And I say, well, feedback. And they say, well, you've practiced, right? Well, everyone practices how to talk. There's people who've been alive 30 years longer than me, been practicing to speak longer than I have. Don't speak the way I speak, for example. It's just an example. You have to feedback. You have to watch yourself talk. You have to see where you've made mistakes. You have to see where you say, like. You have to remove it consciously. You need feedback to improve. So if a woman left you, that's feedback. Learn the lessons and make sure it doesn't happen again. Or sit and blame her and pretend it's nothing to do with you and then wait for it to happen to you again, because it will. That's how life works. Like, feedback I got from jail or my father dying or heartbreak or being stabbed or whatever it is, all of these things happen for you to learn from them. And everybody in life has these events and everybody in life has these traumas they can learn from. But most people are too stupid or too arrogant or too cowardly to sit down, blame themselves, look in the mirror, analyze the entire situation as if it was their fault and see what they can do to prevent it from happening again. If I get wet in the rain, I blame myself. Why didn't I bring an umbrella? Why was I outside? Why was the car not nearer? Why didn't I check the weather? It's all me. Whereas the average person goes, why are you wet? It rained. And it's not their fault because the sky rains. It's not my fault. I can't stop the sky raining. Whereas I believe I could have stopped myself getting wet even if I can't stop the rain. It's a mentality.
Heartbreak teaches you the power of understanding that in life, things will always get better if you try to make them better. There were girls who I dated when you were still a baby. So let's say I was 20 years old. And she was 19 years old, I was 20 years old, and we broke up for whatever reasons. This particular girl got some job where she had to move to London. And I was upset about it. If the heartbreak had never happened, well, I'd be that guy. I'd be with her now. I wouldn't have done all the great things that I've done. Heartbreak sucks, and you do have to deal with it. And again, knowing to walk away without begging or humiliating yourself, especially in this day and age of DMs and messages being recorded and stuff. And each heartbreak, like with every bad event that happens in life, sets an important marker that you eventually look back on a longer timeline, and you see the growth and the self-improvement and maybe the hypothetical scenarios that would have happened had you stayed with that person or had you not been betrayed by that person. And yeah, it serves as very important markers on a timeline. But it's only once you progress a couple years past that timeline that you could see the knowledge in it, unless you do it the wrong way and let it spiral you into a down the toilet of self-destruction, in which case then you're like, oh, well, that's when my life went completely wrong. So no, that's when you chose to give up. They're two very different things. My heartbreak's fantastic. I wish my heart could still be broken. That'd be nice. Well, men live for women. This is the point. Men live for women in every single way. If women didn't exist on this planet, everything about my life would be different. I'd have fast cars because I like driving. But a lot of the things that men do, a lot of the things we say, the way you dress, lots of it is about trying to attract women, trying to impress women, and trying to have women hold you in a high regard. Because if women in general hold you in a high regard, then you as a high value man have your pick of the best women on the planet. And there isn't a single red-blooded male out there in the world who doesn't like the idea of lots of different women being attracted to him. Even if he's got his wife and he's in love and it's the first girl he's ever been with and he's, I don't know, a Mormon or a Muslim or a Christian who's super involved. If you were to ask him, would you like to be unattractive to women or attractive to women just in general, he'd say attractive. Because it raises the impression people have of his wife, for example. So there's not a single man in the world who doesn't live for women in one way or another.
Women teach you a lot about how to get women, which is actually quite interesting. Like, they do. Women teach you a lot about how to get women themselves. If you want to piss a woman off, ignore her. Don't insult her. Just don't reply. And you should know that, because when did a woman annoy you most? She ignored you. That's right. So like, you can learn so much from them. But women are the prize, effectively. Sexual access or access to sexuality has always been a prize for men that effectively had to be earned. You had to go to war and come back with a valor star, or you had to be a king or something to get access to sexuality. So women were the prize up until a certain point, and then if you're a high value enough man, you can say you become the prize, blah, blah. But effectively, women are a fantastic mirror, and how women treat you tell you a lot about yourself, because women are ruthless. And if they don't see value in you, or if they don't see value they can extract from you, you're invisible to them. You know, you can go to a nice restaurant with a girl and you can say, how many men are in here? And she'll say, three or four. And she'll ignore every waiter. If they can't get something from you, you're invisible. So how women treat you in general is a good mark for how much value you openly exude. If they can instantly see value on you, they'll talk to you and treat you a certain way. People think that beautiful women are really bitchy and rude. No, they're not. They're actually very nice and soft and sweet. They're actually quite shy and insecure if you're that guy. But if you're not that guy, they're like, get the fuck away from me. Because they don't even want to bother having a conversation on any level because you don't exude enough value. So women are a mirror. They'll tell you everything you need to know about yourself. And you should pay attention to it and you should change it.
No one is ever going to give a shit about you. even 1% as much as you have to give a shit about yourself. No one cares. No one cares about you if you're a man, ever. Everything is conditional. You don't get loved unconditionally. And that's a beautiful thing, because that makes you strive to create your own value as a man. And the problem that men have is we all go from a time when everyone cares about us to a time no one does. Women don't lose it until they're maybe 45 and childless. Then they'll be like, oh, what the fuck's going on? Now she understands what it's like to become a 15, 16, 17 year old man. Because we've gone through the stage. I remember my aunts and uncles, hey, little Tristan, I remember, you know, they all cared about me back then. Then you get to 16, 17, 18, you're out in the cold world and you're like, no one gives a fuck, do they? I can't pay my bills. I have no food. Nobody cares. Yeah, your mother and your father will care a little bit, but you have to care about them. So I'd say the duty of protection is the other way around once you become an adult. And you have to care about yourself. So the best advice I can give to anyone, especially the young men who are 13, 14, 15, who, you know, are sitting in their room playing video games and their mother's still bringing them sandwiches, you know, if she continues to care about you that much and you lean on it, you're going to be a nobody. And if she says, okay, you're 18 now, get the fuck out of my house, you're going to be a nobody until you make something of yourself. So the best advice every young man needs to hear is nobody gives a shit about you at all until you make them give a shit. People give a shit about me and Andrew now. Why? Would you have given a shit about me even if I just fucking stayed in my room playing video games from age 18 till now? No, you wouldn't know who the fuck I was.
As a man, if you truly care about the world, you need to improve yourself first, because as a man, if you're not capable, your love means nothing anyway, right? You can say I'm a man and I love my dog, but if you can't feed that dog and you can't home that dog and you can't afford to take that dog to the vet and you can't protect that dog, then your love means nothing. Your love as a man is directly correlated to your competence and your capabilities. So when a man who is capable loves you, it means something. A man who's incapable loves you, it means nothing at all. So if you're incapable, not necessarily important, not necessarily financially successful person, it doesn't matter what you feel about anything, because you could be replaced and nobody gives a shit. So if you truly care about that, I guess the lesson is, if you truly care about an issue as a man, the first thing you should do is you should improve yourself. If you have a woman who you truly love, instead of buying her flowers every day, you should improve yourself. If you have a town that you truly love, instead of, I don't know what you would do, instead of telling everyone how great it is, you should improve yourself and you should start a business in that town so that there's more jobs in that town. It doesn't matter what it is. Self-improvement is the answer to showing your love for anything as a man. So when I see people say, oh yeah, I really love my girlfriend or whatever, and then I look at the guy, I say, no, you don't. Because if you did, you wouldn't be sleeping so long. You wouldn't be so insignificant. You'd be trying harder in some way. You'd be doing something. You're not doing anything. If you're not doing anything, you don't love anybody.
I would say to all the young men out there who see me as a source of inspiration, motivation, knowledge, I'd again say something similar than I said to my brother. I'd say, if I exist or not, if I speak or not, if I do podcasts, if you hear my voice, it doesn't matter. You can do all of this without me as a source of motivation. Everything I've tried to say to you and everything I've tried to tell you, I've meant it, because I care about not you personally, but the way that men are perceived in this world and the way men carry themselves in this world. And if you are a true fan of mine, don't get angry, don't go nuts, don't burn anything down. Don't let this become a moment in your life that spirals you down that toilet of self-destruction. You don't need me, and you can do this anyway. Best of luck.